Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. For the next hour, we are going to be live, and in a few brief moments, we're going to be having Dr. Sandy with Ladara International on the line talking about the 2014 Best Anti-Aging Serum on a lot of levels by many different organizations. So I'm very excited to have Dr. Sandy call in and talk about that. However, for all of you who are expecting tonight to hear John Weisskopf about his UFO conference that's coming up in November at American University, he and his wife, it's actually his wife, sends his regards. He was rushed to the emergency room yesterday with some type of, you know, bug or flu, and he is currently under observation awaiting further tests. So I got a very lengthy letter from his wife, Judy, this morning, and just apologizing for that. But my whole thing was just get John better. We'll have him on some other time. So my apologies to any listeners who are expecting to hear John tonight. He will be back. Hopefully we'll have him back in time to talk about his conference before that actually happens in November, but we'll see how that goes. Also, for the people who've been keeping track with me on my songwriting and song efforts for the new album, many of you know I've been doing a songwriter's workshop one-on-one with Harriet Schock, who is an award-winning multi-platinum singer-songwriter herself and has written songs for Helen Reddy, Smokey Robinson, and the list goes on and on and on. And I just completed my first, series of workshops with her yesterday. And surprisingly, she, at the end of our session, she goes, "Oh my God, I love it." The whole thing was to go through her process, and it's copyrighted and trademarked, so I can't tell you all of her magical secrets. But I will tell you that it was an involved process to boil down a set of circumstances so I could actually write a song. And at the end of it, she goes, "I love it, I love it, I love it. I am so thrilled on how this turned out." So for everybody who's been asking about that, there's a little update, and I'll be having more information to share on the new album in the coming days and weeks, including information about a new Halloween song that is going to make you flip your lid. So I'm going to share that with you soon. Can't quite do that yet, but I'll probably do a preview before it actually hits the sales charts later in 2015. Quick couple of shout-outs to people who are listening tonight. I want to give special shout-outs to Deb in Ohio, Rhonda in Kaiser, Oregon. We've got Denise in California, Bill in California. I've got another Bill in upstate New York. I've got Wesley in Georgia. Oh, my gosh. And the list goes on. I've got a bunch of people who are pinging me on Facebook right now. So thanks, everybody, for listening live and in Technicolor. Always, always appreciate that very, very much. But without further ado, the time has come to roll out the red carpet for Ladara's Dr. Sandy, who is here to talk about this amazing anti-aging serum tonight. Dr. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Garrett. I'm happy to be here.
I am thrilled that you are here. And before we get started, because one of the things that I have a hard time doing once we start talking about Ladara is having myself just kind of like be quiet and let the other person talk because I get so excited about what it does. Can you do me a favor? Because you have such an extensive background, and I've heard so much about you through the people at Ladara about your extensive, everything. So instead of having me read a resume for you, can you share a little bit about yourself and why you are my expert and go-to person on why Ladara is so spectacular?
Oh, I certainly would love to share the story that kind of fell behind being able to share such a wonderful product and information with your audience tonight. My background began in education. I have a degree in social science, so that probably explains why I love to teach about things. And then I went on to get a master's and PhD in clinical nutrition, which is not like a dietitian. It's more like a medical doctor, but using nutritional supplements. In my clinic, people had traditional blood work and all those classic testings. And then my education is how to modify and create health using supplements rather than medicine. And that led me into, a fun private practice in the Chicago suburbs. But I began to be pretty famous in the area for success with overall health, but lots of success with weight loss. And I was asked by a network marketing company to develop a system for them. And I tell you to let you know that I went from clinical practice to being a formulator for the network marketing industry, and that's how I discovered the joy of home-based businesses, which, of course, is going to apply to our conversation about Ladara
Sure.
International. I learned that when I was in private practice, if I wanted to make more money, I had to spend more hours seeing more patients. Now, not that that was a bad thing, but I found myself looking out my clinic window at times, seeing other people out there enjoying life, while I was hitting a financial ceiling and working hard to provide, but having not a lot of time to enjoy that provision with my family. So I began to see the amazing freedom that could be offered by, you know, building a home-based business rather than a traditional, you know, in an office career. And long story short, that led me eventually to Ladara International. Now, I also tell you that story to help people to understand that, you know, I was always an expert about nutrition on the inside, what to take internally to create optimal health. But, you know, we have to recognize that the skin is the largest organ of our body, Garrett, and so its health has a major impact on our overall health and well-being. If we don't take good care of our skin, we are actually damaging our overall health and quality of life. And I don't know, you know, how many people are aware of all the toxins. I think the latest report I heard, it used to be said that the category was about women because, you know, women are using a lot more chemicals and perfumes and things like that, and even in cleaning more so than men. And they used to say that by the time a woman left her home in the morning, if she went out to a job, she was exposed to 250 toxic chemicals. Well, I heard that same evaluation recently, but the number's been bumped up to 450 toxic chemicals. So, all by way of saying that, you know, my path meandered along the way to me finally really coming to a great appreciation about the enormous benefit we do our whole selves by using something on our skin in the huge anti-aging market that is truly healthful, truly remarkable, has a unique story and unique ingredients that, you know, lovely for us, no one else can have. These are proprietary processes and ingredients, and I love that exclusivity. We're going to talk a lot about it, but we also have had tremendous recognition in the world, and I don't know if you're I wasn't able to be online for this, but I can, you know, just do kind of from memory some of the things that, you know, in the beauty world have been said about us. We've been called the most InStyle, as I remember, they said the most beautiful texture and silky feeling serum on the market, which is huge. There's actually a makeup artist and skincare artist that works with Dancing in the Stars that thinks it creates a flawless palette on which to apply makeup, et cetera. And one of the more recent ones is called Art Bodega. And they said that Ladara was the best anti-aging serum in 2014. And, you know, I could go on and on about that. But all by way of saying to the listeners, there's a reason we're talking about it tonight because it has great value. It has great merit. It's based on solid, wonderful science, which, of course, I love because my background is science.
Absolutely.
And you know, well, we could say the proof is in the pudding. The results are simply phenomenal, and I know that because I've had the privilege of using it for almost a year now. And when we chatted before, you told me you love the way it works on your skin, too. It's not just for women. It's for men as well.
Well, and I really want to hear more from you. So, unfortunately, Dr. Sandy, you've got me on a pedestal now, and I need to kind of give my little testimonial here. I will tell you, when I moved to California about 4 years ago, I have been inundated from every company A to Z saying, try our product, promote our product, be a spokesperson for our product, and so on and so forth. And I tell the story, because it's true, because it's sitting right over here on the other side of the room. I have a bucket of, and I'm going to use the word crap, but I've got a bucket of crap from all these other
yeah.
companies that people wanted me to try, and they just gave it to me and said, you know, put this on your skin, put this on your skin. And I kept thinking, number one, I'm a guy. I barely wash my face with soap, let alone put anything else on it. So that there was
right.
that. But number two,
right.
when some of these companies would say, here's our product line, now, you know, you have your 18-step process, and you have to do it by the light of a full moon every other Thursday and twice on.
Good one.
I'm like, okay, that is way too complex for me. So you had those.
You
and then
bet.
You had the products that were just like, that felt icky, smelled weird, had, you know, texturally just was, and they're like, and put it on your face. I'm like, So, you know, but to be fair, I did try a fair number of these and just was, for, you know, what they were telling me it was going to do, I don't mention names because I am not comfortable doing that because they just didn't do anything. And
right.
independent of everything else, about 8 months ago, I was contacted by a couple of people who told me about Ladar, and I was just not at a place to hear about it. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And a few months passed, and a couple other people had talked to me about Ladar. And I finally said, well, this is odd. None of these people know each other. And they're all talking to me about this exciting thing that is happening in skincare. And they know I'm a guy. They know I barely use soap. So there must be something
right.
to this. And so that's
right.
when I said, okay, fine, fine, fine. Give me something else to throw in the bucket. And I got my first shipment of Ladara. And I thought, you know, I'll try it. Because, you know, here's the deal. I need it to be simple. So what is it? Two pumps in the morning, two pumps at night on your clean face, and you are good to go. And I thought, well, it can't be that easy. But Dr. Sandy, it is. So the first, you know, I put
yeah.
it on, and I was like, okay. You know, it doesn't smell. It's clear. It feels clean. It doesn't have, like, a residue. There's no sticky, nothing. It's just, it's beautiful. So I thought, well, that's not so bad. I guess I could do this
right.
for a second day and a third. So by the end of the first week, I didn't tell anybody what I was doing, by the way, because I thought, you know, I just don't want to be making a big deal of fuss about something. And at the end of that first week, I went, am I just imagining things, or am I actually seeing my skin look better? I said, I must be imagining things because, you know, I'm all for the placebo effect, okay? So
sure.
I kept doing it for a couple more weeks. So by the end of the third week, I ran into some people at a couple of events that have not seen me for weeks. So they're like, did you get highlights in your hair? You know, because unfortunately this blonde is not natural. I'm like, nope, the same.
Yeah.
You know, did you cut your hair? Or did you get a chemical peel? No. Are you working out? Did you lose weight? Did it? You know, so they asked the 20 questions. And it was all
sure.
having to do with the glow on my face. And it was one of those things that I went, oh, it's the Ladara. And so what it did for me, at least this is my personal story, not anybody else's, what it did for me, it evened out my skin tones. I don't really have a lot of wrinkles per se, like a lot of the test cases that we can see online will showcase, but the wrinkles that I had
sure.
much less noticeable. And my whole skin just had this nice, even tone that had a nice sheen. It's not shiny, so it's not like, okay, Garrett, put on shellac. It's nothing gross.
No.
It just had a nice look to it. And
well,
I still
call
get
that
confidence.
The healthy glow.
Or
it has a healthy glow.
That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly it. So
right.
when I got past my first 30 days, I went, I have found something that I can be excited about, and I want other people to be excited about it too. So, of course, I went back and I said, you know, what do I need to do to make sure this never stops coming to my door because I need this every month now? And then
right.
it's like, how can I help other people? So, of course, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. But that
sure.
was my story.
Sure.
I just really, I thought this is just, you know, this is a bunch of baloney. And they kept saying it's scientifically proven. Here's the statistics. Here's the data. Here's the whatever. We've got clinical researchers that will talk to you. Nobody's ever said that. They just said, well, you know, it just kind of magically does this. It didn't ever do anything. Ladara did. And I think that was what really shocked me, is that here is something that was, number one, affordable. So you take a look at anything. I think on the Art Bodega announcement, which just came out a few days ago, it says, you know, Ladara is the number one anti-aging serum for 2014. It lists like the top 10. So the number two option was, you know, something of a similar volume and quantity for like $720. Option number three was something like $250 or $220 or something. And you're like, who would spend $700 a month on their face for stuff? That just seemed ridiculous.
Well,
so,
you know, Garrett, I'm one of the ones who can say I used to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, and let me just say that, you know, in my, I'll call it my former profession, I did lots of public speaking, and lots of public speaking, and, you know, I did the best I could to look the best I could, and at that time, all I knew of was, you know, as you say, a product system from Europe. Well, I literally had to budget for my skincare.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
how expensive it was. And, of course, I thought it was completely ridiculous, but, you know, I had some professional obligation to always look my best, and that was the best I knew at that time. But I'll tell you what, when the science is told, people just fall in love with the story. So let me tell you the background.
Please.
Because it's my absolute favorite. Now, obviously the results are my really favorite part, but as far as the story, how all this came to be, my favorite part is the unexpected discovery. There's a wonderful researcher named Dr. Vivian Reeves, and she works at the Main University in Australia. And she was working with two groups of rats, and people need to understand that the reason research always begins there is because they follow the same, I'm going to say, cellular reactions as humans do. It's a very good first step in seeing where this will go in people. And so she took the juice from the goji berry, and the goji berry is grows high in the Himalayas, and I'll just say a little bit about it. It grows in the harshest environment in the world, where it can be 110 in the daytime and way below freezing at night. And in order for this berry to survive, it develops dense nutritional properties. Many of which are found in no other fruit, no other berry in the world. Well, again, let's go back to Dr. Vivian Reeves. She took two groups of rats, and she wanted to see the benefit. And I don't know why, because it was never promoted as a something for the skin. But she was curious. She did it, and they used exposure to UV rays, just like you and I going out on the beach for a day. Yeah. And the group, the test group was exposed to the sun, had all the same reactions we do if we spend a day in the sun, you know, without protection. And then the second group drank goji, and they had the same exposure, and guess what happened? No damage, no premature aging, wrinkling, no deterioration, noticeable deterioration, and this was a complete surprise. Now, I remember hearing the research myself, 7 or 8 years ago now, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, this is a miracle for the skin. But you know what? It's like I was the only one who said anything. Nobody said anything. And I thought, okay, well, I guess it's not worth anyone following up on. But what I found out later when Ladara was released to the world is that our wonderful CEO, Ray Faltinsky, heard the same thing I heard, and he saw the miracle possibilities, the same that I was thinking of at that time. And I'll tell you what, that goji berry, developed from that research as a result of $5.5 million invested in it and 6 years of research to find out why the goji berry was so skin protective. And they actually, over time, were able to isolate the active ingredient called lycium barberum polysaccharide number 5. Now, there's like 40 or more, but, you know, they needed to isolate the active ingredient in the sun protective qualities for the skin, and it turned out to be that one, number 5. And then they began to investigate all of what it did. Well, it fights DNA-destroying free radicals. You know, those are oxygen molecules who've lost part of their balancing, orbit-balancing particles, and when that happens, they attach onto our skin or it creates rust in metals or whatever. Anyway, it's very destructive. Well, they found out that the LBP5 fought DNA destroying free radicals. How about that? And then they found out that not only did it protect, but it also inhibited destructive chemicals that actually degrade the collagen and other skin proteins. And so it not only helped to protect, but it stopped the aging damage that was going on. And then obviously we have to mention that it helps protect the skin against UV damage that we, you know, learned from the research of Dr. Vivian Reeves. So putting all that together, then we hired the most prestigious New York research firm and AMA Laboratories, and we did the human trials, which you've seen, you know, the results of.
You bet.
And we found out that Ladara works better than any other product on the face of the earth. Now, that is like crazy wonderful, isn't it, Garrett?
Wonderful. Okay, and I say this because I'm a guy who barely used soap on his face, so that's going to be my line for tonight, but it's true. Until you see this work on your face or see it work on your skin, because sometimes I use a little bit on the neck too. Some people like it on the top of their hands, you know, mm-hmm. to smooth out some wrinkles and things like that, or aging. Mm-hmm. But until you actually try this, I have not seen anything else that does what this does. And the other thing that I liked about it, it works fast. It's not like, well, you need to do this for a year and a half before you see any signs of improvement, because everybody today wants it now.
You bet. Now, let me just say that it is a complex formula. It has lots of ingredients that create an initial benefit. Within the first 24 hours, I saw a huge improvement in my skin. It was mm-hmm. more plump and healthy and more youthful looking. But the science shows us that over time, the deep work is being done, and it actually reverses the things that happen in our skin that cause the look of fine lines and wrinkles. In other words, aging.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, and the reason I talk about the background and the science is because so many people are doubters. I mean, let's face it, when other people have handed you things you didn't believe, you know, and believe me, that people send me all kinds of things, too, to try to get me to try it and mm-hmm. promote it. And I'll tell you what, there's always something I can't stand. It either has a horrible smell or, you know, way too much fragrance. It's almost nauseating. Or it's greasy, or it's, you know, it's something. There's always
there's
a problem,
something.
Just like
right.
you mentioned, sticky or something. But none of those negatives exist in this product. As a matter of fact, this product does something that scientifically I did not know was possible. It actually goes down into the lower layers of the skin where the fibroblasts are. Now, to make that simple, that's what creates all the wonderful components of the skin that keep it looking firm and wrinkle-free and supple. And it increases that activity like we were young. And we start to produce the collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, all of these things that give that resilience and support seriously like when we were teenagers. And by the way, if any teenagers do hear that, know that we also help troubled skin. So
It's great for acne, though, too.
Well, yes. It's not one of our claims, though, and I like to differentiate between what I've seen happen and what I know happens, and actually scientifically what we our research is what we can declare to be true in terms of research-proven results, and that reduces fine lines and wrinkles faster and more effectively than any other product in the world. But, you know, as we experience it with our friends and families and we share testimonies across the country, we do see that it helps basically any form of troubled skin. It helps to normalize skin. So what could be more wonderful than that? And you know what I think, Garrett? I think that if it helps troubled skin, the way it works is just to create healthy skin, right?
Absolutely.
It's just a basic truth that it's helping to create healthier skin, whether it's, you know, a teenager with skin problems, whether it's someone older whose, you know, fine lines and wrinkles are starting to upset them, whether it's, the, you know, sagging under the chin or, you know, a neck that looks older than your face or, like you say, wrinkling, aging hands. It's just miraculous, and I just love to see the smile on people's faces when they look in the mirror and they go, oh, my goodness, are you serious? This happened to me?
Right. Now, you know, something else if I could ask you to speak about is, you know, because some people think, well, you know, I'm not 85 years old. I didn't have, you know, a million years out in the sun, so I don't look like a piece of tanned leather. You know, is this something I really need? You know, I've been talking to a lot of people. I say younger people. So, you know, people in their 20s and 30s that have been using this. And one of the things that they've said is that this is helping protect my skin moving forward. So I'm going to have healthier skin as I go into, I don't want to say middle age, but as they get into, you know, middle age and then older. So by the time they're 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever, they are, well, literally years ahead of the curve because they've been protecting their face from the UV rays. They've been helping, you know, build the collagen and do all of these things that keep the skin healthy that so many people just don't do.
Well, you know what they're doing? They're avoiding the deterioration that happens to most people over time. And you know, a good way to say it is if you're young, if you're in your 20s and 30s now and you know, you're happy with the way your skin pretty much looks, look at the older generation people in your family. And if you don't want, I mean, if they have beautiful skin, great. You know, I'm blessed that my mother had beautiful, beautiful skin. But if they don't like the way the older generations in their family look, think about using Ladara from the beginning so that it never has to happen.
Right.
It's like it's not only a miracle in turning back time, but it's a miracle in not having time do its damage. I don't know how it gets better than that. Seriously, I don't know how it gets better than that.
Well, Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, and let's also not forget how important the affordability is. And this, you know, the line that I was using when I was, you know, in the public eye all the time was unaffordable to the average person. And it's certainly not something I would do now that I'm, you know, not out doing a lot of public speaking. However, anyone can afford Ladara Anti-Aging Serum. It's extremely affordable. And also in our business, there are many opportunities for your product to be free if you share this blessing with other people. So it's absolutely because of that, there's no one on this planet that can't afford it because free is the best price in the world, isn't it?
I love free. You know, and one of the things that and I didn't really understand that until, you know, I got through my first month and I was like, you mean I can get this for free and other people are excited about this too? Okay, so, you know, help me find out more. So, I mean, there's no secret about it. You know, the fact is that it is affordable. And I'm going back to my line, so forgive me, Dr. Sandy, but as a guy who barely uses soap on his face, to think, okay, now I'm going to have an expenditure for my face, but then it's like I saw the results and I'm like, oh, this costs three times what it is, and I'd figure out in my budget how to make this happen. But the nice thing is you don't have to. And when, you know, you start taking a look, if you are using a skincare program today, I don't know what, you know, I say, and I don't mean you, Dr. Sandy, but, you know, I don't know what you're paying out there, you know, listeners, for whatever it is you put on your face, but you have a monthly expense for your skincare regimen. I know that to be a fact. Now, I don't know how much it is, but I think when, I don't know how in-depth you want to go, Dr. Sandy, but I know that when I heard what the price was, I was like, that's doable. It's totally doable.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, let's just tell everyone that it's less than $100, and there are lots of ways that yours can be free. And the beauty of it is you are being a blessing to someone when you tell them about this. Now, on the business side of things, I mean, we're talking about a huge, huge industry that is one of the fastest growing industries in the U.S. and I'm sure the world as well. And I'll tell you what, when someone looks at a business opportunity, what they need to understand is to be successful, you have to make an entry into the fastest growing segment of the marketplace. You know, there was a time when it was 8-tracks and then it was CDs, and right now anti-aging is one of the fastest growing markets in the world. And when you enter that market, you have to be more effective than anything else and more affordable for that effectiveness than anything else. Now, our conversation to this point says Ladara is the answer. It is absolutely the wisest entry into opening your own business that you could make. And I'm talking about anything, anything. So that is a huge, if our listeners are interested in beginning a home-based business, we call it relationship marketing, and you want to experience the results, you know, much healthier, more beautiful skin, male or female. We all want to have healthy, beautiful skin. I also have to say that when we talk about beautiful skin, lots of people think that's not important to me. That's just vain or whatever. You know, I don't need to look that great or something. I want to go back to something I said early on. Your skin is the largest organ, living, breathing organ in the body. And when you create healthier skin, don't be thinking it's all about your face. The largest organ of your body is healthier, and therefore your overall health and well-being is impacted. So it's important on many levels. Yes, we all love to look better. I mean, let's face it. You know, when you look in the mirror in the morning, everyone wants to like what they see. It's you know, it's not weird. It's normal. But if you can also know that you're creating a healthier, you know, organ in your body, and that when you share this with people, yours can not only be free, but you can have a fabulous lifestyle. It's cause to listen and listen carefully. And I just want to say that, you know, was I happy in private practice? Was it satisfying to help people get well? Some, you know, lots of times they were told they were incurable. And you know what? They'd end up being well. It was a joy. However, what I love so much is the independence, the time freedom, and I especially love the location freedom. I can be sitting at the kitchen table building my business. I can be sitting on the back deck helping someone share Ladara. I love the freedom. I love waking up when I want to, going to bed when I want to. I just love the lifestyle. It's just a fabulous, fabulous lifestyle. And again, there's no ceiling on your income like when I was in an office. You know, it was hours and number of patients per day that when I hit my top amount of hours, top amount of patients, I was done. I'd hit the financial ceiling. That's not the case now. I duplicate myself every day, and I increase my income simply by helping other people. This is a people-helping-people business, and it's one of the great finds and great joys of my life, Garrett.
Well, one of the things that I like about when you're talking about the business aspects of this, I'm going to take you back like probably farther than I should, but I remember one of the first jobs that I had in sales, And I didn't know that it was a sales job, by the way. But the lady that had convinced me to go take this job lured me away from the company that I was working from. She goes, you know, it's just helping people. And at the end of the day, there's some numbers attached to it. And I went, oh, I like helping people. So that should be easy. And so I always took it as I'm just going to help people. And then at the end of the month and, the check would come, I was like, I must have helped a lot of people this month because, I never really focused on, okay, I need to sell X number of units or I need to sell, X number of telephones of this and that and the other. It was just I'm helping people. And at the end of the day, that's what works. And so everything that I do, whether it's this show having fun guests on and we get to talk about maybe their music or a book or a project or Ladara or whatever the case may be, I love to do that with this show. I love to do that in my quote-unquote regular job. It's just part of who I am. So being able to have a product like this where you say, not only do I like it, but it's something that is going to help you on a variety of fronts, and if you want to make some money at it, it's a great opportunity to help other people with their health and with their appearance. I mean, where else are you going to get that? It's a double whammy. Now, a couple of things that the studies show, and I'm just looking at some fact sheets here. In 28 days, there's over 35% reduction in the appearance of wrinkles.
Yes.
And this is some people see a reduction of 50, 60, as high as 78%. But if you're just going to be, looking at this as an anti-aging serum and you just want to see, okay, what could I realistically expect? Well, having over a third of your wrinkles, or at least the reduction of 35%, that's a nice big number.
You bet.
Can you speak a little bit about how that all plays into, the whole regimen?
Well, let's do the comparison in that.
Sure.
Ladara Anti-Aging Serum produced 35% improvement in fine lines and wrinkles in just 4 weeks, whereas other anti-aging serums only produce 10% improvement in 12 weeks. So the comparison is just phenomenal. We work 3 times faster and 3.5 times better than anything else on the market. And I've heard this many times on television because, since we're in the anti-aging serum business, it piques my interest when I hear a commercial for something else. And one of the commercials that's on television, I'm talking to you from Kansas City, Missouri, says, if a product doesn't cause fast results, people throw it in the trash and move on to the next one. And that is why the time, 35% improvement in just 4 weeks, that is faster than any other product, and people are, as I said, I saw results within the first 24 hours. Now, the results became greater, more magnified, like a cumulative benefit over time. And, there's barely a day goes by that I don't get a compliment about my skin. And so I'm personally so thankful for the 35% in just 4 weeks and
just
the 3.5 times better myself. That's what's so important is that we have fast-acting ingredients and then ingredients that work over time. But they all keep working and they build on the benefits of today are built on the benefits of tomorrow. So, as I said, it's a cumulative effect. And women especially, I know, as you say, soap and water used to be your deal.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And women especially make an effort. Now, sometimes in the corporate world, we'll see, men getting, new hair, I'll call it. And,
okay.
And getting, cosmetic procedures and things because it's become fairly well known that to advance in the corporate ladder, appearance is an important factor. So
absolutely.
It's becoming a much broader market for men. It's just not about women. And quite frankly, I love it that you are a guy and we're talking about it. I just love that. But the speed is a crucial factor in people loving it. I've never had anyone say to me, oh, I've been using it for a week and I don't see a thing. Never.
This doesn't happen. Dr. Sandy, I'm looking at a Ladara anti-aging flyer, and if anybody wants this, I'm glad to email it to you tonight after the show as well. Just send me a note, and I'll get that out. It says clinical trial survey at week 1, 2, and 4. Here's some statistics that I'm looking at. 90%
okay.
reported younger-looking skin. 90% of the people who tried Ladara said their skin was more radiant. 90% said
mm-hmm.
their skin felt softer and smoother. 93% saw improvement in skin tone and texture. 97% noticed reduced roughness and dryness. And 93% of the people who tried Ladara wanted to continue using the product after the study. That's huge.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, and the other thing I do like to talk about, Garrett, is that there are different benefits at different ages. Young people have different problems than older people. And sometimes the same problem, like roughness and dryness, just gets worse as we age. But younger people are looking to not have breakouts. They're looking to have the texture improvement a lot, skin tone and texture improvement. They don't like the roughness that they sometimes have, and that's gone too. And then as we get older, we get more into the dullness, the increased dryness. We get more into the discoloration, especially when hormones change and things like that. We get more blotchy when we're exposed to the sun as we get older. And obviously the fine lines and wrinkles become, you know, the major concern. So, you know, I like to say that younger people are looking for something a little bit different than older people, but it works for both age groups. So we just see different results. And if someone's listening who's excited about what we're sharing, wants information from Garrett, you know, please don't put yourself in a box with this. It isn't just for women. It's for women as well as men. It isn't just for older people with fine lines and wrinkles they're worried about. It's for young people who have breakouts and roughness and irregular skin tones and things. It has different benefits for different age people.
Now,
and it helps. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No.
No, that's fine.
I was just saying, one of the things that I was going to also say is if you get excited about this and try it out, you have to, and talk about this also, have to take before and after picture, day 1 and day 28 or day 30. How important
you
is
bet.
That?
You bet. And you know what? I'm going to say that this was a very common problem even when I was in private practice. I'd work with someone for 6 months, and at the end, I mean, there was a miraculous change in their health, and they'd say, I don't think you helped me. We don't see what happens over time in ourselves. And so what we say is do not put a drop of Ladara on your skin until you take a selfie, okay?
You have to.
We want Ladara selfies. Because that is a record of exactly what your skin looked like before the miracle of Ladara. And then, quite frankly, early on, I took a picture every week. Now, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. Obviously, the study was 28 days, so we count on having the same results as the study, or close, you know, close could be more, could be slightly under, but we count on those results because the study was 28 days. So if nothing else, be sure you take a picture of your skin, your complexion, before you begin using Ladara, and then basically the 1 month mark. And let me tell you why this is so important, Garrett, because I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Somebody just is experiencing gradual improvement. They're not focused on staring in the mirror every day. They're busy with their jobs and their families, et cetera. And at the end of a month, they'll say, I really don't see any difference.
Uh-huh.
And then it happens. We pull out the before picture, and they go, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. Look at my neck, look at under my eyes, look at my forehead, look around my mouth, and then they see the truth. It's easy to not see it gradually happening over time, But I'll tell you what, those before pictures do not lie. And you know what? Then they really, really see the miracle that's happening. And they really get that this is something they never want to spend the day without.
Right.
So,
you don't.
You know, no, you don't. Now, I wouldn't want to.
Now, can you tell me a little bit how this might help people who are really into using Botox or maybe have other skin conditions like rosacea? I know this is only, you know, specifically an anti-aging serum, but we've talked a little bit about, you know, teenagers with acne and things like that and some of the other things. But.
Well, we've seen results. You know, we've seen results that are undeniable. We just can't make a scientific claim about it. Let's put it that way. We can't say that this is an anti-acne product.
Right,
now, the product was developed and proven for fine lines and wrinkles. However, it is absolutely... Would you I got so excited about what I was saying, I forgot your specific question. It one more time.
There's, you know, maybe people who use Botox and how it might
help. Oh, yes,
you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Garrett. The rule to remember is if you're doing something else with your skin, like even using alpha hydroxy acids or Retin-A or something like that, always use Ladara following whatever else you do. Does that make sense?
Because it helps heal the skin.
Because it's your cover coat.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah, it's your cover coat.
Does it help
I asked that question of our chief product officer, Rick Handel, because I wanted to be sure that I wasn't giving, you know, information that would be incorrect or not give people the benefit they were looking for, and that's what he told me. He said use Ladara as your last step. So that's
perfect.
The deal. It's not going to interfere with anything. It's not going to be harmful with anything. It doesn't have the ability to harm anyone. And I will just say as a proviso to that, the human skin can be sensitive to absolutely anything. I have seen patients who take vitamin C internally and break out in hives. Now, that's a nutrient from nature. They've developed some kind of sensitivity, and it's, you know, pretty much unique to them. So if someone someone has a known sensitivity, well, obviously it's still worth a try because chances are it's not going to happen to you. But, you know, on very, very, very rare occasions, someone will have a sensitivity to something, and then we work it out. We may allow their skin to adjust to it by using it every few days. And then when the skin becomes accustomed, then we might use it, you know, a shorter, closer period of time. And then when the skin it continues to adjust, then, you know, we get them down to the one day. So there's ways around those things. But at any rate, yes, it's safe with all those applications that you were speaking about.
And from a preservative standpoint, what extra chemicals and things like that are in Ladara that people might want to know about? And this is a setup question because I know the answer.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell the answer.
There's nothing yucky in it. It's just all organic. It's
there
the goji
go.
Berry. And yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about putting crap on your face, this is not it.
No. And see, we would never do that. That's part of our rules of operation. Is that we would never put something unhealthy or damaging in a product that's going to that people are going to use. And by the way, there actually are, even though, you know, the science was done on fine lines and wrinkles, there are actual ingredients in it here from an Asian seed called bakuchi seed that actually helps to fight breakouts, helps to smooth the skin. So let's just say that we took into formulating all of the possible problems, and there are things here for so many conditions. It's just a wonderful, wonderful product.
I love it.
I would recommend it to anyone.
I know.
I would recommend it to anyone at any age. You know, obviously there's no fine line wrinkle problem with younger people, but there sometimes can be, you know, allergic rashes and things that lots of moms I know have tried and helped younger children who don't have any need to anti-age their skin.
But it's the other health benefits that go along with it for their skin. So that's really cool. And should we have you give any last words of wisdom before we kind of wrap up the show tonight?
Well, I would just say from everything we've said tonight, and obviously any information Garrett could send you, you know, he has a website that he could send you to, just take a leap of faith, because what we're both telling you is based on fabulous, fabulous science and our own positive experience, and we absolutely know that you will be thrilled. In this case, I know that people are used to, you know, out there marketing and maybe not substantial science and claims that prove to not be true, but that is absolutely not the case with what you've heard tonight. We're sharing from our hearts tonight because we've had the personal benefit that we can talk about, but we also have the credibility of the science behind the results. So this is one time when you can hear it and believe. Please try it. Please message Garrett, and you will be thrilled that you did. You will absolutely be thrilled that you did. So give him a shout-out in whatever way works best, and I'll be thrilled to hear about everyone who called in or messaged in to you, Garrett.
So will I. We'll have some great success stories to share. Where are my S's? We'll have great success stories to share next time. Don't say that five times fast down by the seashore. Goodness gracious. Okay, Dr.
I wouldn't
Cindy,
say
thank
that
you.
Until I had a drink of water.
There you go. Dr. Cindy, thank you so very, very much, and I appreciate you taking time out of your time and your schedule back in the Central Time Zone, so it's a little bit later for you, and we'll catch up soon.
Oh, it was my privilege. So good to meet you, and so good to share this wonderful information with all your listeners.
Thank you
so
very
much. And congratulations on the healthy success you are having, Garrett.
Oh, my God. My skin looks great. And, you know, I'm getting to be a point where I can say I'm at a certain age. And if people ask what's your age and I tell them the truth, they're like, no. And I said, yeah, that's really the age. And
listen,
I'm like, well, there you go.
Our listeners need to hear that. I am rarely guest older than 20 years younger than I am.
See?
And as a grandmother of 9, that's pretty darn neat. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
You. Take care. Have
All
a great
right.
night. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, again, a big thanks to Dr. Sandy calling in and sharing her information about LIDARA. If you do want more information about it, I mean, I'm not going to twist anybody's arm. However, there is a link on the show page there. If you'd like to either read more information, see videos, anything like that, you can certainly go there. I will tell you, we're going to kind of wrap up the show here tonight with a couple of treats. We have tomorrow our Friday night dance party. It's going to be an early show with artist C.G. Reich. And I say artist because I really don't know what category to put him in. I am going to be using selections from 3 of his most recent albums to kind of just meet him on the show. I've met him in person. I've talked to him several times. But the man is also finishing a feature film. He's written, directed, and is producing. He has a great entertainment concept. I'm not sure if he's allowed to talk about it yet, but he's got a great entertainment concept that is going to change the way entertainment in the world is done from a live entertainment perspective, and so much more. So tomorrow we have him live from 2 to 4. That's 2 Pacific time here in California, so 5 p.m. East to West, and we're going to have C.G. Reich on the show tomorrow night. Next week, just as a little preview for everybody who is going to be hanging out with us, we have Mary Lou Monroe Ray. She is going to be calling in from Brisbane. She corrected me when we were on Skype this last weekend getting things organized, but Brisbane, Australia. So Mary Lou from Brisbane, Australia. She calls it Bris Vegas. What happens in Bris Vegas stays in Bris Vegas. So we're going to have Mary Lou from Australia calling in on Monday's show. We're going to have Tarot Jeff back again for Tarot Tuesdays. Ginger Button with ACN will be back on Wednesday. And Raynell Williams, our intuitive numerologist, is back on Thursday's show. And Friday we have a very special treat. We've got an Irish-born artist, brand new to California. He's got a single that's going to be, I guess they call it dropping now, dropping into the streets here on November 21st. His artist name is Yelpy, and his song is called Feel It. That's on Halloween. We're going to be doing that show from 1 to 3 p.m. It's an early Halloween, having Yelpy on for the first 10 or 15 minutes of the show just to get to know him a little bit. And then we'll be playing your requests for Halloween music for the balance of the early two-hour Halloween special. We're doing Halloween early because I'm going to be actually guest starring on an Australian podcast on Halloween at 4 p.m. with a couple of folks from Down Under. So they've asked me to go on their show, and I'm going to be doing that on Halloween. So lots is going on here on Rated G Radio. I'm always appreciative for all of you being here. But this will end the show for tonight by playing a little of tomorrow's guest, Mr. C.G. Reich. Please tune in tomorrow. You are going to love the time that we get with him. And in the meantime, here is a single that he loves. This is called The Two Trees of Eden. We'll see you live tomorrow night.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.